The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 6th of June, 2008. It's the birthday of Alexander Pushkin, born in Moscow, 1799, considered the greatest Russian poet of all time. He was about 5 feet 6 inches tall. He had long side whiskers. He liked the opera. He liked smoked sturgeon. He liked women with small feet. He had extreme mood swings. People say would today be diagnosed as manic depressive. And he liked to sit in bed with a notebook on his knees and write his poems. He had a temper. He was a participant in numerous duels. His last one was with a French nobleman who flirted with Pushkin's wife, and Pushkin died from the wound he got in that duel. He was only 38 years old. Best known for Eugene Onegin, 1823, Alexander Pushkin. It's the birthday of Thomas Mann, born in Lübeck, Germany, 1875. He was not a very good student. He studied science at gymnasium, went to work as a clerk for an insurance company, thought he would go into journalism, lived in Italy for a year. And there in Italy, he began to write his novel Buddenbrooks, which appeared in 1901. When Hitler came to power, Thomas Mann exiled himself from Germany. Then Hitler revoked Mann's German citizenship. He moved to Switzerland, 1933, after he had won the Nobel Prize in 1929, moved to America, became an American citizen, lived in Santa Monica for most of the rest of his life. Thomas Mann, who said, "A writer is somebody for whom writing is more difficult than it is for other people." And it's the birthday of the poet who wrote, "Rain falls down on the newly shorn sheep, deer flies lie doggo, black flies are absent. Not one emerges from the great storehouse. The barn cats are sleeping, birds are force-feeding 3 clutches of Phoebes, 2 of Robins, and I am shelling the first of the season's peas as a merciful summer rain falls down all morning around me in strings." A poem by Maxine Cumin, entitled After the Heat Wave, born in Philadelphia on this day in 1925, won the Pulitzer Prize for a book about her New Hampshire farm entitled Up Country, Poems of New England. Maxine Cumin, who only got serious about writing poetry when she was in her 30s, she was in the middle of her third pregnancy. She said, "The grit of discontent, the acute misery of early and uninformed motherhood worked under my skin to force out the writer." Here's a poem for today by Baron Wormser entitled Farmhouses, Iowa. "Invariably a family in each one, and someone opening the fridge to fetch a carton of milk, someone sitting in a chair and shelling peas, someone looking out a window at a barn, 2 willow trees. Solitude broods like a pursuing shadow. A radio fades in and out, the voice eager yet eerie. 3 ages anchor the oaken dinner table, mom and dad up before dawn weary, grandma perturbed about half-thawed rolls, the children recounting school stories, then silent. In the parlor, a whiskey tumbler rests beside a Bible. The old collie whimpers when a car goes by." Farmhouses, Iowa, by Baron Wormser, from his collection Scattered Chapters, published by Saraband Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shovanik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.